Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. You see that first chapter in that seventh verse? I won't talk about that in a minute. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. You see that? I mean, what is 2 Timothy 1:7? That's the verse? Somebody answer me. All right. God has not given us. So where it come from? Somebody else give it to us. God has not given us the spirit of fear. But God give us three other forces.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Power, love, and a sound mind. Notice when I was reading that, the apostle, now notice the apostle included himself. He's talking to Timothy, but he used the word us. You notice that?
Yes, sir.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Now that's three forces. Say three forces.
Three forces.
Yes, three spiritual forces. Power. We talk about power. Now I told you four levels of power. First power there is the power of anointing. That's for ministry. And then the second one was the law of the spirit or the government. That's authority. You remember? And then the third one, you see, if you get the in spiritual warfare without the right power, is Ephesians 6:10, is might for warfare. And then the fourth one is the highest one, is dominion. And that's territory. See, your home is your territory. Your yard is your territory. Things just can come there who want to come there and do what they want to do, not even Satan himself. And so tonight we want to deal with a sound mind. A sound mind. Now there are some things, I don't know how far, there are some things I want to tell you here. Satan attempts to assassinate your faith through your mind. Did you hear that? Right. Satan attempts to assassinate your faith through your mind. Because you believe in God for something, and he come up with all kind of arguments that you're not going to get it, and he's trying to stop you from believing. All right? The second thing you have to do is stop letting him have access to your thoughts. Stop letting him, Satan, have access to your thought. How you do that? Just stop him. Pull on a stronghold. Cast down the imagination. Tell him no. This is the way it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
If it's negative, if it's against you.
Yes,
you see me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the only reality is truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The only reality is truth. Now, whatever you believe in, you make that your reality.
Yes, sir.
All right? But the only true reality is the truth of God. And so, keep your mind, see, we're dealing with your mind now, active in the truth. Yeah, you see, you're renewing your mind. You're renewing the spirit of your mind in Ephesians 4:23, Romans 12:2. Keep your mind active in the truth. Don't let your mind be out with what the world's saying or what's going on. I mean, give your mind enough, give your God enough attention in your mind more than you give attention to the world. Don't allow thoughts that does not agree with what God have said to remain in your mind. If it does not agree with God, get it out. See, you know, what is Isaiah 55:8? Look at that. So my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, you see. But he said we can have his thought according to Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You hear?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm just telling you this. These are just prelude that the Spirit gave me. Always keep a watch over your mindset. always keep a watch over your mindset. What trend is my mind in? What vein is my mind in? What's the major thing I'm thinking about? Is it God? See, you as Christian, you got a right to do that. And then I wrote, may your mind be abundantly filled with the good news of the gospel. See, because we're going to deal with this spirit of fear. We're going to deal with a sound mind. See all these things. So let's write this down. Sound mind. Spiritually minded. Single minded. Strife free minded. Sure, S-U-R-E, minded. Sellout minded. Surrender minded. These are just a few things that the Holy Spirit wants to. Now, note this. No spirit of fear comes from God. You know, I wrote down it. Where do the spirit of fear come from then? It comes from the enemy. Okay? Come from the enemy. Now, when we talk about the power of sound mind, the three forces to overcome fear is power, love, and a sound mind. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. A sound mind means to be spiritually minded. You know, Paul talked about it in Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at that. Okay? To be spiritually minded. Patient, if you're not patient in believing, then you will end up getting in the flesh. That has something to do with your mind. A sound mind means being single-minded. And then we're going to look at James in a few minutes. He talk about being single-minded. Then a stable-minded. So let's look at these three forces to overcome fear. We're talking about having a sound mind now. Because in fear, someone said it, I guess it has some substance in it, that fear paralyzes faith if you let it. But on the other hand, faith can paralyze fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love of a sound mind. Now, I wrote this scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith. See? And the booster to our faith and the booster to our mind, according as it is written. See? We have in the same spirit of faith according as it's written, what I do. I believe, and therefore have I what? We also believe, and therefore speak. See? And then I wrote for you for understanding of how to deal with the spirit of fear and how to keep your mind in a sound place. It's a very familiar scripture, but it talks about a constantly having a love encounter with Jesus. Constantly falling in love with Jesus. Deeper and deeper in love with Jesus. There in John 14:21 now. Here's an encounter. And you'll notice in the 22nd verse, some people don't know what he's talking about. Then he say it over again in the 23rd verse. How do I have a love encounter with Jesus? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he said. See? Go back to the verse before that. 21, John 14:21. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that watches the keep. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Look at that. And I will love him. Here it is. Yes, sir. There it is at the end of that voice. What did he say you do? manifest myself to him. That is, my sisters and brother, an encounter with the Almighty God. That is an invitation. That voice is an invitation of how you can have over and over again encounters with God. Not just going to church, but an experience, a personal experience with God. And all of us need different experiences. We're dealing with different things. But it tell you how to have an encounter. Now, the 22nd verse tell you how you miss it. You miss it by not paying attention. The man wasn't paying attention. He told him how to do it. Then he come and ask him, how you going to manifest yourself? He just told him. I get oik every time I read that. Because I know a lot of y'all do that. Set up in your head and suck his ass up and not paying attention, and God giving you an answer, and you're not paying enough attention to get your answer. You see, I want all of y'all to expect the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Every time this church door open, you expect God to do something out of the ordinary.
Yes, sir.
Now, in the 23rd verse, he said, Jesus answered unto him, if we're talking about a love encounter here,
yes, sir.
I receive, sir, a love encounter. Yes. Jesus said, answered said to him, talking to this boy who didn't pay attention. He said it to him in a different way. If you love me, Jesus said, he'll keep my words.
Yes,
his commandments of his word.
Yes,
and my father, he was having mercy on him. And my father will love him.
Yes,
now, he said, we will come unto him. Look what he said to them.
Yes,
I mean, you in a battle.
Yes,
you don't know how you're going
to
get out. You know, it looks like the odds are against you. And you know this, how to have a love encounter with God. And to stir up his aborting factor. He's with me. He is there. You see. Well, that'll get your mind pretty sound, wouldn't it? All right, now, let's go a little further. Power overcome fear because it represents the ability to overcome whatever you are facing. Or the ability to change whatever you're facing. Go back to your text now. 2 Timothy 1:7. We talk about these three folds. Power overcome fear because it represents the ability to overcome whatever you're facing.
Yes, sir.
Or the ability to change whatever you're facing. You know, Jesus said to him when he talked to him in the first chapter of Acts, he's about to go back to glory. He said, don't y'all try to do nothing right now. Turn over to Acts 1:8. Don't y'all try to do nothing. Don't make a move. Because you mess around and make a move, you ain't got no power. You're going to be in trouble. So he said, Acts 1:8, you look at it. But you should receive power. And we talked about anointing, authority, and might, and dominion. So you just know you don't have to fear. Something come up. You just know you got enough power to overcome it. Why? You're dealing with the power of God. There's no greater power than the power of God. You his child. And so you have power sonship. And let me just jump off the wall here and jump the deep water. You must, and I want you to write it down. I may have told you this. You're a supernaturalist. You have the right to be super over anything that exists because you're with God. Now, love overcome fear because perfect love, 1 John 4, turn there. Perfect love casts out fear. And it can't stay where perfect love exists. So don't check the fear, check your heart, check your love. There in 1 John 4:16, is she with me? 1 John, no, that's 1 John 4:4, 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Keep going. Yea, and is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Keep going. There's no fear in love, but perfect love. Now, perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Now the Bible tells us, look in Galatians 5, 6. Your faith can't really work without love. Faith was worketh by love. Or is he in there? Tell the person next to you, is he in there? Ask him, are you a Christian? Ask him, are you a Christian?
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, say, is he in there then? In there, yeah. If you're a Christian, is in there, tell her.
If you're a Christian,
see, you see, you got that. Well, faith was working by love. You see that? And then look at Romans 5, 5. Now, you see, you look at faith justify us, Romans 5, 1 through 5. I'm just going to look at 5, but let me talk about up. Faith declare we righteous.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we've got to walk in righteousness by faith. And then faith give us access to the grace where we stand in. And then the Lord didn't promise we wasn't going to have no tribulation and no trouble and no trial and no test. He didn't promise us that. He promised us he'd give us the ability to overcome it.
That's right.
To stand it, to handle it. We don't have to get afraid when things going wrong and look like it's not going
to
come out right. You don't have to be afraid because God with you. I know that's right. Now, so a sound mind, having a sound mind here, my brothers and sisters, when you're dealing with Romans 5, 5, it says, and hope maketh not ashamed. Romans 1, 16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Hope is in the gospel. Hope is in the good news. You always got hope. Satan can't put your hope light out. Don't you ever think he got that light out? You hold to that hope because your faith needs something to work with. Then your faith going to take you in the future and get what you need in the present and bring it there. And the faith going to hold you till it arrives. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is advanced knowledge. In other words, faith show you what you have before you have it. And proclaim you got it.
Yes,
hallelujah. So, and hope make it not a shame, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. That's right there in that's right there in Romans 5, 5, isn't it?
Yes,
all right. See, can I catch up with myself here? All right, let's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Now, the reason the Lord brought me over there, there's a persuasion you have to have. There's a persuasion you have. And then 2 Timothy 1, 12, then if you're going to have a sound mind, you're going to have to be hearing sound words.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You can't be hearing silly words and have a sound mind. Stupid word and have a sound mind. You got to hear sound word, which is God's word.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at those two verses. And she got it there, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy 1, 12. All right, you got it. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, here's some of the things he said before he got to the verse. I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Now, most people think about heaven. But whatever you commit to him, you got to be sweat. Whatever you done prayed about it? You done read scriptures on it? Huh? Well, he'll keep it till that day you get it. Look at Romans 4:21, if you will. I receive. All the lights out. Nothing looked like it's going to work. But this man had to keep his mind straight, so he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he is also able to perform. See, you got to quote these verses to your mind when things look like they're not going right. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
Clap your hand. So I want you to awaken. I want you to awaken to what God is saying to you, because you ain't got no business having no fear, and you don't have no business to believe that it's not going to happen. It got to happen. God's word says it's going to happen to me. I believe God.
I believe God.
Never have more faith in the devil than you have in God.
That's right.
He tried to make you come with a lie and deception, trying to make you believe him. Then he'd make a little dance and show you something, you know. In the flesh, he'd show you something. Don't let him bluff you.
Amen.
When you are thinking in agreement, overcome fear, because when you are thinking in agreement with God, what God is thinking, there's no place for fear to abide. There's no place for fear to stay as long as you are thinking God thoughts. And I want you to see that scripture that was sound words in that word. Then, my brothers and sisters, you have no reason to be afraid, because whatever used to bother you or scare you or create fear in your life, you see it in a proper perspective because you have a sound mind, or you see things from God's point of view. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say why you shouldn't be afraid. Why you shouldn't be afraid. You're a Christian. How many Christians we got now? Hold them hands up a while. How many Christians? All right. All right. Let's listen. When you got sound words, no matter what's going on, then you have no reason to be afraid, because whatever used to bother you or scare you or create fear in your life, you see it now in the proper perspective because you have a sound mind, or you see things from God's point of view. Now, if you're in fear and you stay in fear and you're scared and you're not operating a sound mind, and you're seeing things from Satan's lie. So you got to answer him.
Amen.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Now, you got your attention that time. You always think I'm cussing when I say hell. But I ain't cussing. Hell, just a hell word. It's hell. Now, let's look at the sound mind represents seven things. The sound mind, having a sound mind. We still don't have a text. Sound mind represents seven things. Number one, a sound mind mean to be spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. We'll get to it in a few minutes. And spiritually minded does not mean being strange or being weird or having some mystical experience. You know, some people get kind of spooky, you know. They want you to think they're spiritual, you know, you're kind of spooky. They jump a little bit. They want you to think they're deep, you know. Most of the spirit men I knew and women I knew, they're real quiet. They ain't trying to put on an air. Now, if they get off in the spirit, they look goofy. And my spirit, the father, one of the most meekest men, and he just shy. He get in the spirit and he do some radical thing. But radical things start happening.
Yeah,
all right? The very fact that the Bible describes as being spiritually minded tell us that it has something to do with the mind. Now, I want you to see this scripture, because this scripture, there's two scriptures I want dance in your heart. I want Romans 12:2. And I want Ephesians 4:23 to do a waltz in your heart. So yeah, while you're dancing, you can catch up with them. Want you see because being renewed in the what? Spirit of your mind. So that means my mind has a spirit. And the reason, young man, the Lord says when we are born again, we have the right to have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
See. So now you got Romans 12:2 tell you how to renew your mind. But Ephesians 4:23 say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, we know that the mindset, turn to Romans 8. I want you to see this. We know that the mindset on the spirit is life and peace.
Yes, sir.
See, it can't be fear and trouble.
Amen.
The mind. So you just adjust your mind. If you find yourself feeling that you're not going to make it, feeling that you're going to fail, you're in fear about something, all hell and broke loose in the house, things not going right, mom and daddy fussing, check didn't make it long enough, phone constantly ringing, somebody at the door knocking, the dog barking, everything going wrong, the cat done went off with another cat. I just couldn't pass that one up. Hallelujah. Kid fell in love and left the house. Romans 8, verse 6. I think we need to back up on that some. Romans 8, I think I need to back up that bit. Let me go to Romans 8. Because there are some things when I was studying, I was a sound mind represents seven things. Number one, a sound mind means to be spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded. See? Now, how you become spiritually minded? Well, you're already spiritually minded, but you feed it. What you feed it? Well, you ain't got, Matthew 4:4. John 6:63. Hebrew 4:12. Ephesians 6:17. John 15:7. If you abide in me, my word, ask what you will. See, you're spiritually minded. That's why he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. He can trust you now. Because you're spiritually minded, and you're not going to ask for no dumb thing that's going to destroy you. Say amen.
Amen.
See, get your help here. Get your help. We need to be helped. We need help on these issues, you know. Pray up a storm and then you're scared. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. I'm just deal with it. We got to deal with it. Now, eight and six to that, right. Let's back up to the fifth verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. I got shocking news to you about the flesh, too. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded, that is what?
Death.
But to be spiritually minded,
life and peace.
Life and peace. What's the difference between a spirit mind and a carnal mind? You got death and life, that's right. But you got carnal mind. Death ain't talking about none breathing dead either. Life's just dead. No power. No glory. See? Carnal mind. No peace. Can't even collect your inheritance. That's what Galatians 4 said. You can't make the transition from being a servant to a son. Because you're so carnally minded. See? And eight and six, no, look for seven now. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be, but the spirit mind can be when you renew it. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. All right, let's go a little farther. Go a little farther, because I put this down because we need to make sure your mind is set on the right thing. What?
Yes, sir.
Make sure your mind is set. Well, how you do that? Turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, 7, and 8. Be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God will pass all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brother. See? Yeah. Whatsoever is true. Whatsoever is honest. I might not call him in line. Whatsoever is just. Whatsoever is lovely. Whatsoever is a good report. Think on these things. See? That's how I keep my mind renewed. Apostle, your mind ever try to? Yeah. Try to go in fear? Yeah. Try to go in sin? Yeah. You can sit there and lie and say, yo, don't. But I know better than you. I ain't from Mars. Why? The power of suggestion. Satan make a suggestion. You got to be ready to stop him. He makes suggestion to everybody. And if he ain't saying to you, I'm afraid you're dead. Now listen to this. It's very wonderful. Whatever your mind is set on, determine whether you're in the flesh or in the spirit. Whatever your mind is set on, determine whether you're in the spirit or you're in the flesh. And in this verse, then Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Two of y'all come for these chairs here. Y'all all over there. Two people come over here. Jimmy, y'all come here and sit in this chair right here so I can have y'all closer. You know, you got some empty chairs over there. Y'all way over there. I don't know, swing at you or what. Now, look at 2 Timothy. I got to look at this verse to make sure. I get to writing and get to praying, slobbing and falling out of the chair. And I just want to make sure. There's so many things I want to say to you. I want to get you in a position. I think it's a word. If your mind is set on the word of God, you're spiritually minded. Turn to 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold fast to the form of sound words. See it? Sound word. Everybody say sound word. Which thou have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. My point is, if your mind is set on the word of God, you're spiritually minded. If your mind is set on what you feel, see, or hear, or what you think might happen, then you are in the flesh. How many been there? How many been there and the thing didn't happen? And you say, shucks, I've been worried all this time. You know, the devil will tell you, your wife's going to leave you tomorrow. Yeah, he'll tell you that. He said, yeah, she's been plotting for 17 months. She hid some money from you. And you all stirred up and no evidence or none of that. I mean, I'm just using that as an example. I mean, a lot of stuff. You got to keep control of that mind. He'll tell you you're losing when you're winning. Now, this is going to be a shocker. Being in the flesh doesn't mean overeating. Being in the flesh doesn't mean swearing. That is not what the flesh is. The flesh is the mindset that leads to a certain way of behavior. See, you always thought you're talking about this flesh. But it's a mindset where your senses and your body run off doing things, not consulting with your spirit. It's a mindset. And based on some of the teaching we've been getting, that's why we're in so much flesh. Come on. So it's very important that we understand what it means to have a sound mind, because if God has given us something, we should understand what it is that he's given us, a sound mind, a spiritual mind. So if we understand what he's given us, we can operate in a sound mind. We can walk in the power of that sound mind. Talk to me. And that sound mind can bring the result that God said it would bring. Yes. Are you following me?
Yes.
And particularly in this case, he said it will overcome fear.
Thank you, Father.
So we need to be sound minded, and the first thing we need to do is be spiritual minded. Now, watch what he says about spiritual minded. I like this. I got it highlighted here. So we need to be sound minded. The first thing we need to do is be spiritually minded, which is a mind that is ruled by the word of God and controlled by the force of patience. I'm going to get it again because I'm going to expound on it further, right? So to be spiritually minded, which is a mind that is ruled by the word of God and controlled by the force of patience. Now, turn to Luke chapter 21. Because nobody want no problem. Everybody think it's going to be, everything going to be good. Every day Friday and every day Sunday. No, you're going to have some Mondays, baby. Thursdays too. But God is building you with a capacity to handle these things. And if your mind is not set, if you don't have the right mindset, if you're not single-minded, sound-minded, spiritually-minded, if your mind is not strife-free, if your mind is not settled with the things of God, you're going to be in fear. And when you're in fear, you cannot please God So therefore, Satan have free rule with you. And nobody want that. You just about run off with the cat. You think like that, you think like the cat. Forgot you had a good home. Now, Luke 21. I love this because there's so much in this chapter in Luke 21 that protects the believer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's so much, you know. That's so much here protect you. And then you can step off, my brothers and sisters. You as a child of God can step off in the supernatural any moment. Any moment, any moment. That which is aching you, that which is pestering you, that which is trying to hold you down, that which is trying to stop you, it will come out to be a stepping stone. But you need to keep your mind renewed and stay impatient. Hebrews 6:12 says, through faith and patience, they inherit the promise. See, faith need patience. Just like faith need hope. You got to have patience. You got to wait, and wait don't mean just that I'm waiting on the Lord. No, wait mean waiting in faith, man, doing things. All right, let's see, I want Luke 21. I'll start at the, I have in his note, the 12th verse. But before all these things, they shall lay their hand on you and persecute you. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Delivering you up to the synagogue and in prison, being brought before king and ruler for name's sake. That's a terrible voice. They're doing up some stuff to you in that voice, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure y'all see what y'all seeing. That's a terrible voice. Let me read it again. But before all these things, they shall lay hands on you. They're going to persecute you. Deliver you up to the synagogue and into prison, being brought before king and ruler for my name's sake. Now, you know, you don't have synagogue, but they still do the same thing. You know, they think you, if you're a Christian operating in the supernatural, they think you flat crazy. They don't understand it. And why are you going to stop me explaining it to them? What you doing that for? Huh? I almost said you couldn't explain the mule how to talk, but the mule did talk, didn't it? Yeah, the donkey talk. Watch what it says. Watch what it says. There's something in here I want you to see. 13th verse said, oh, my. My. Every test, if you handle it right, turns out into a testimony. There's another chance for God to show him. Don't cry. Stop all that being like a cry baby. Why me? It is you. You know it's you. So just stand up now. Use your faith, because every test you have has to turn out to be a testimony. Where do you think testimonies came from? Testimony didn't come from sitting in the air conditioning eating ice cream or just sitting by the TV. Testimony come from people who are attacked. And God brought him out. What? Daniel in the line then. David, faith, and Goliath. The three Hebrew boys. What about the people who crossed the Red Sea? What about the one who Jericho wall fell out? Them people had a testimony. The wall had them out, but they crossed the wall. Don't you have a few yourself? Some you can tell and some you ain't going
to
tell. Y'all move over this way. Move to the end this side. Y'all trying to leave. Move. I keep looking over there and y'all so distant for it. I sat on the end right there. That's good. Amen. I'm almost through. Well, we can't read this without reading these other two verses. Verse 15. My God, that shout. Verse 14. Sell it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a verse. Now notice the 19th verse. Not only in patience do you possess your soul, in patience you possess your faith. Your faith. You hold your faith in place. by walking in patience. Are you still with me?
Yes,
sir. See, we're talking about having a sound mind. My goodness. When you need to function in adversities, and you need to say you're dealing with something and you need to get your mind on board with you, okay? Because when you're waiting on the Lord, this is the way you're waiting on the Lord. You're waiting and doing with expectation. Now, this has been one of my favorite verses for many years, Isaiah 41:10. Whisper to your neighbor and tell him he's going to help you. Always know that. Always know that. Always know that. Don't y'all be trying to correct my English. Just say what I tell y'all to say. Y'all going to mess my anointing up. Just take what I say. If I say boo, say boo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at that Isaiah 41:10. That's something, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. What? Feel thou not. First part, time to shout. Fear thou not. Well, why couldn't I fear? Everything coming against me, how am I get out? For I am with thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What? Be not dismayed. No, you pass a good time to shout because you're passing something up. You're passing I am up. Somebody asked me, said what I am mean? I am whatever you need at any given time. I am with you. And when they asked him who he was, you say, I am that I am.
Yes, sir.
See, I am, yeah, whatever you need. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help.
Yes,
good
sir.
God Almighty. Yeah, I will hope. Good God Almighty. What, with the right hand of my righteousness?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, how can you lose? You think somebody going to whoop God?
No.
You think your situation is bigger than God?
No.
Read that voice. You get in trouble. Read that voice 9 times. If you can read that voice 9 times and still, I'm questioning about your salvation. Read that voice 9 times. Just read it over and over. See, sometimes you got to be bold and with tenacity. Stay with it. Just read it. Just keep reading the same voice. Keep reading it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I believe everything you said. Read it again. Then read it again. And read it. Read it till the devil leaves. Well, how often did I say read it? Read it to the devil. No, read it to the devil. Leave. Don't stop at 9 times. 9 times you're prepping yourself. If you don't get it within the 9, read it 19 times.
That's right. He's going
to
flee there.
Yeah, he got to go. That's a powerful voice, man.
Yes, it is.
Huh? We're talking about fear, right?
Yes, sir.
God has not given the spirit of fear. Yes. Why? Look what he said you do.
Yes, sir.
That's all over the Bible. Look what he said you do.
Yes,
I'll be with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What Romans 8:31 says? What? What? Come on, turn your Bible. Open your Bible. What it says? It doesn't mean they're not going to attempt, but it's not going to work. If God be for me, who can? It's saying that nobody strong enough, no devil, no demon, strong enough to stop me if I understand that God is with me. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. And here, you see, you're going to be fearful because in this life, you're going to have situation come. Now, notice James chapter 1. James chapter 1. You see, you're either going to be patient or you're going to be double-minded. If you get double-minded, you're going to get whipped. The word of God will keep you single-minded.
Yes,
Lord, I believe in you. I got my faith in you. I'm trusting you. I'm waiting on you. I praise your name. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. I know I can't lose because you're on my side. I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You see, you got to talk. You got to talk to your mind and talk to the situation. Talk to the devil. You're talking to yourself at the same time. Are you in me?
Yes,
see, he already told you no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Say the same thing he said. Don't let your feeling get a hold of you. Don't let because two people done come against you get you afraid. God not against you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I preach enough of them here tonight. See, man, come on now. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. For you not, be not afraid. Now, I got to get you ready because I'm preparing you for time to come. There will be a lot of frightened religious folks. People going to church, they can still be frightened because they don't know the supernatural. They don't know their right source, who the source is. They're addicted to men and not addicted to God. They're looking to men and not looking to the Holy Ghost. See, the day is to come. Evil gonna get worse. But evil never move righteousness. But you have to function in righteousness with revelation. See, I'm trying to get you, these memorized voices are good within themselves, but they must come alive and become a revelation. I want every one of y'all who come to church Sunday morning, I'm coming to you expecting the supernatural. And I told the intercessor, you missed it. You should have been the intercessory prayer. I told the intercessor, you see, most people come to church to get their needs met. So they miss God. Your purpose from coming here, you should come here to meet God. Then your need automatically met. Matter of fact, he'll give you extra now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. But he wants you, see, Hebrews 11:6. The conclusion of that voice said that diligently seek him. We've been trained. We come looking for a word. We come looking for a principle. Looking for a principle and miss the Prince of Peace. So I want all of y'all on the sound of my voice now to come to church Sunday looking for him, looking for the supernatural, expecting the supernatural, expect somebody blind to come and visit us and leave seeing. Now, well, I'm a knock you in the wall now. Expect somebody to come here with one leg and leave with two. What? I can't go there. Yeah, you can go there. The only reason it hasn't been happening, we haven't made enough dust flying for people to know it happened. So people think we're always just reading the Bible and running around. But when they hear that a lady come completely deaf in both ears, had been operated on, it took something out of one ear, now she hearing with both her ears. Y'all been training, talking about ministry of help, you better be ready then. And it's going to happen. Right here. In Darrell. See, the word get out. Now, we had a woman. We got a woman writing a testimony now. I don't know if she's here tonight. She had hurt her back bad on the job. She couldn't even carry her purse. She said in the service, and God heal her back. Now, I know about psoriasis and when your skin crack and bleed. My mom had that. And so she showed my hand. She said, this was crack and bleeding. Look at it now. Completely healed. She said she was just sitting in service. See, God, he started off small. See if you're going to rejoice about that. Then he'll go a little higher. Then he'll go a little higher, see. You like that boy's knee. You got that boy sitting over there somewhere. Well, yeah. I saw him. His knee. Got his knee healed. He brought me some money. He said, knee. You see, don't take that small. God is at work. Some of y'all, something happened to you. You don't even know it. You're so busy carrying the bag with the Lord. You didn't know God took something out. Some of y'all don't even check yourself. You ain't even checked it. I ain't talking to me. Take that medicine and knock you out. You'll quit then. You'll look and see. My. All right, I'm a close. It's 7 minutes. I'm a close. I don't say it enough for you. Y'all ain't shouting enough nowhere. I'm preaching from two notepads. before you turn the jam, right? See, yeah, we'll close with that because here's the bout now. Here's a fight. Here's an attack. Here's something that seems like it's not going to work out, but it's up to you how you're going to come out.
Thank
you. Here, James. See, James, let's go back to James. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to close because I think this is one of my favorite, and I learned some great lesson on this, and I've used it many times because this morning I was sitting on my porch. After about 3 hours of praying, talking to the Lord, 3 hours, a boa constrictor came up in front of me. Now, I don't know much about this snake. I didn't even look it up. But I know a little bit. I know he got muscle in all of his body. And the way he killed his prey is he wrapped himself around him and squeezed the life out of him. Well, had one assigned to this ministry for many years. But I faced him this morning, and I called him down. So everything about to excel in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, caught him. I saw it. He wrapped that. See, now let me tell you, the demon. You see, when you have an assignment that is a strong assignment, he sent major demons. See, he didn't send a blue renner. Not even a rattlesnake. He want to squeeze the life out of this ministry because we are a threat to his kingdom. Now, I don't know how long he been there, but this morning after being with the Lord so long, the Lord showed him to me to not deal with him. See, he is trying. Now, the only way he didn't stop us, we made some progress because every day we'd be before the Lord. Regularly, we wouldn't have made it. And then God have his time. You see, God ready to bring the supernatural in his church. So he had to deal with him, see. Because he was going to try to hold people back. So God dealt with him. He gone. I took authority over him with the blood of Jesus. And he fight because he knows that many people are going to get set free here. And the Lord said, time to expose him. Now, I never thought of that, you know. He appeared once. I'm looking at him, boy. And he's wrapped around sort of like a stick. You remember what the serpent was?
Yeah.
And you know that represents the curse. And then I was praying. Then he appeared again. I said, oh, this is a master demon. Yeah, it's a master demon. It's one of them big demons. This one, she can't send a small demon out of us because we're going to do big things. And I'm not afraid of demons. So I just told him, all right, now I know, I recognize you now in the name of Jesus by the power of the cross and the power of the blood. You dismiss from your assignment. I ain't scared. You scared? In Jesus' name. Not Leroy's name, Jesus' name. That's why he showed him to me. I mean my step lighter. I walk better now. You see, I don't know how long, Ronald. See, he hitting high. I'm praying. I'm binding and breaking powers, you know, all down through the years. But he was a master demon. See? And I'm glad God showed me how to deal with him. See, he can't stop you, but he can put resistance to make progress slow.
Yes.
But now we're free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, whatever turn this ministry loose, turn you loose.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You ain't gonna say nothing.
Hallelujah.
Things will be easy. Your path will be easy.
Yes.
Now, some ministers, negatively to say, will be bound the rest of their lives because they don't know enough to deal with it. You see, demons come to church. And that's their assignment to try to hold things. Who that was? Job? They say it went up and down, to and fro in the earth. See, who that? Peter said he has a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. See, resist him. Resist him. Now I'll tell you one more thing. When you rebuke the devil, you just stop him. He can't grow no more, but he's still there. But when you resist him, he got to dissipate. Because he starts shrinking, he starts disappearing. Now, this church, we're not going to be afraid. You have to know that there's a devil, there's a hell, there's demon power. And I also told you all that you've got to quit this mess. You do this. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for my sin. 1 John 1, 9. Thou confessest in the faith and Jesus Christ. Amen. You ain't through yet. Have you repented? I told you about the minister who have a large ministry. Another minister was talking to me. I'm trying to close. Another minister was talking to me. He said this man was doing all kind of stuff. So right before he went in the pulpit, he go to 1 John 1, 9, confess his sin. So he felt he was clean. But he go right back and do it. Harry, he didn't know why he went back. He never repented. See, repent me and I'm sorry. I'm sorry enough to quit and I ain't going to do it no more. So this little prayer about, Lord, forgive me. I'm for my sin. I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. Because if you're sorry, you're sorry enough to quit. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. You may be seated. Go ahead and get your envelope for your offering. And I'll let you go home. 5 minutes. I did pretty good. I thought it was longer than that. We'll take up. I want to deal with the mind. Because as we get through this mind, we're going on into the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did I write an envelope? I don't think I did. Carolyn, you had to do one for me. I don't think I did. Carolyn, write my check and sign her name.